Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I would have loved to have kept that last guy on. We got Bev Harris coming on, the premier expert on election fraud. Here's a headline at InfoWars.com. Election fraud. Obama won more than 99% of votes in more than 100 Ohio precincts. Does anybody believe that he won more than 99%? You know, you get a few thousand votes and he has like 99.8%. That's official. That's been released by the state. And again, people are like, what, you like Romney? No, I didn't like Al Gore. And I said it looked like Bush cheated him. I hate Al Gore. That's what these people don't get. It's just like, well, you don't like Obama, you must be a racist. He said it's the same racism.
Because you got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know?
All right, that's enough. Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know what to say anymore. If you just joined us, I hope for our future, but I don't know. They've successfully attached socialism and dependency to race consciousness while telling whites to have no race consciousness except self-loathing. Everybody else has been told to have race consciousness, and it's the government and MSNBC that is your God, who is the high priest of racism. And then if you don't like racism and you're white, you're racist. I mean, it is a new level. And people are feeling good right now. It's like these idiots when their football team wins. They're like, we won. I'm feeling really good right now. I thought you'd feel good if your kids grew up straight and strong, got a good job, had a good family. No, that doesn't matter. My team's winning. Or I'm feeling really bad right now. My team's losing. And I've had people go, well, you don't know about the football game? What are you, some kind of homo? And I'm like, no, but I mean, what does it have to do with it? You know, I don't even know what to say anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It's just beyond me. It's beyond me that I want the fluoride out of the water giving us brain cancer off the charts. I want you to have freedom. I mean, these black folks call into it, and I go, 52% of blacks are aborted. Official number. Like, doesn't matter, you're racist. And I'm like, but I don't want your kids to all die. I want you to have a future. I want you, shut up, racist. You know Obama's good. The cover of Newsweek, the Obama conquest. If you're white, you're history. And that's meant to make whites racist and get in our own gang and get everybody else in their gang so the globalists divide and conquer us. The last thing they ever want is everybody getting along. They want you getting along the way they said, with paramilitary troops keeping us apart. Man, unbelievable divide and conquer. Let's talk to Joe in Brooklyn. Joe, you're on the air. What'd you think of that call? I guess you agree with him, or?
Yeah, actually, I have an idea for your InfoWars store. An Obama phone cover, and it has a picture of Obama on it, and it'll be on the phone, and be some product be sold in your InfoWars store. I'll definitely get one.
That is a great idea. Now, your phone's breaking up a bit. What was the last part you said about the Obama phone?
Yeah, it'll be a phone cover for the Obama phone. You can sell in the InfoWars store.
Yeah, and it's like I sold my soul, or I gave up my entire life and future because I got the government gave me a free microwave oven.
Exactly. It's like, actually, I'm not really Obama, but I support Obama because I agree with Webster Tarpley that Romney will bring austerity and cut all the programs that will hurt the middle class and hurt the quickly destroy.
No. Listen. When I hear that argument, that's that. Even though I disagree with a lot of it, I can go, wow, you're a cogent person. You think Romney will do more corporate welfare and less welfare? Because yeah, if you're going to have a bunch of corporate welfare, it's better. At least here's the deal: the programs they've got are meant to make you dependent. If you had pure programs, if you're going to have socialism that actually built infrastructure and helped people, it'd still be bad long term, but it's better than this. But that's not what they're doing. My beef is the mindless, dumbed-down Obama supporters that call in and are like, aha, we won, you racist. We're going to get you. Aha. I mean, it's really scary.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this Monday edition, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are working on Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's worked in Black Ops, headed up the State Department's Black Ops program, is good friends with General Petraeus, and said this whole thing was a Watergate setup to destroy Obama. Now, he's not been a big fan of Obama and said the whole Bin Laden thing was fake. But he says the neocons are worse. He's been emailing us over the weekend, and we're working on getting him on maybe at the start of the next hour, if not tomorrow, maybe even the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Bev Harris. Of course, her research, she's won many times in court proving election fraud in different parts of the country, California, Ohio, you name it. Her book was turned into Hacking Democracy on HBO, and she described it last week with us as the most wall-to-wall fraud she's ever seen, just announcing states when no votes of that day were counted, announcing a bunch of states against Romney, and she's nonpartisan. I know in the past was more Democratic. Facts are facts. Michael Schneider has an article up at Infowars.com from the American Dream election fraud. Obama won more than 99% of the vote in more than 100 Ohio precincts. And the source is the Ohio Secretary of State. They have the links to it. And we have the scans of it. And in some of these precincts, you had thousands voting. A lot of them had like 388, 597. You know, those are the types of numbers that we're seeing here, 733. And in precincts with 781, you have four people vote for Romney. I mean, it is, who believes out of 514 votes you'd get one for Romney? I mean, you can go look at the numbers here, and you can go to the different counties where they're posting these. Again. When Bain Capital gave, last time I checked, close to double the money to Obama that they gave to Mitt Romney when he ran Bain and still has a big blind trust with it, the fix is in. It's not that I'm saying Romney was good either. And these Obama supporters, we've got Eric, Rich, Marcus, and others. We'll get to you, and then I'll get into the Petraeus news after Bev leaves us. She's been very nice to give us all these updates, but now she's learned a lot more. This is the type of stuff she's talking about. Sure, she's caught Diebold and their code designed for fraud. Sure, it's come out in, you know, congressional hearings. But now it's just, we'll just announce all these states. We'll announce Prop 37 when half the votes aren't counted. They still haven't counted 3 million of them. We'll just say whatever we want. I mean, it's reached a new cuckoo land. And just like when Ron Paul got publicly robbed in Iowa and Maine by the Republicans, he wouldn't buck it because you look like a sore loser. And even though all this election fraud news is out and confirmed, you'd think it'd be big news that in Ohio you'd have things going on like what we just mentioned. 99% of the vote plus, we're talking about 95, 98% in some of these areas going to Obama. Does anyone believe that? I mean, this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. And Bev Harris joins us on this and a cornucopia of other issues, blackboxvoting.org. Bev, thank you for giving us an update. I know you'll know more in a couple more days, but as you said last week, if anybody even cares, yes, I care about the integrity of our election system. Thank God you and many others do. Bev, tell us what you've discovered right now.
Well, you know, I've been compiling information, and I have a long ways still to go. I hate to say that, but, you know, it really has been flooding in. One of the things that I have spotted is a real trend with the absentee votes. You know, I've been saying for a long time now, these absentee votes, watch out for them because you can't control the chain of custody. And this is specifically what I've been seeing. The count gets interrupted right in the middle. For example, in King County, Washington, which has 1.2 million voters, 75% of the votes are counted, and then all of a sudden they interrupt the count. And they claim all of the optical scan machines have stopped functioning at once. And then when they resume the count, you know, you often see a trend reversal. Well, I saw this in state after state after state, in location after location, where they were having mysteriously, all of the absentee counting voting machines, absentees are counted on voting machines, but all the machines would go on the fritz at once. Do you believe that? I don't. And then it would put a halt in the count. So I want people to understand what can happen when they stop the absentee counting midstream. Each of these voting machine systems has what's called a manual override system, where you click the screen in a secret location, usually right-click it in a certain place, and up pops a screen that says manual entry, and you can simply type different votes over what's in there.
That sounds like a great design for Al Capone or Don Corleone or let me think of some other big famous criminals, Bonnie and Clyde maybe. I mean, this sounds really reasonable.
I mean, they claim, because I have videotaped election officials using this manual entry system, by the way, the manual override. They claim that they use it for things like, well, in Kentucky one time, I saw them use it when they said, you know, we lost a voting machine. So here, we have the results tape. We're going to manually enter the results. Of course, you can't see what they're doing, so who knows what they're manually entering. But, you know, it's a very, very dangerous thing. This is not a hack. This is actually it's a secret menu. And if it was really legitimate, I don't know why they wouldn't just put it in some place where you could see it plainly in the menu. But you have to know how to get at it. In the Diebold system, you right-click in a certain place, and it pops up a screen, and you literally type in any votes you want.
And you were the one years ago that discovered the code with Diebold, and they had to change it, their little back door designed to go in, change it, and then cover your tracks.
Right. Well, guess what? They never solved that problem. It's still right in there. So, you know, there's some things people can do. And I had a reporter call me the other day, and he says, well, are you asking for the records in King County? And, you know, I'm not. Because if I do every single step of it for everyone, here's what happens. Everybody looks to me and says, I want you to protect the election in 10,000 jurisdictions. That's not going to work. What we have to do is get people to take some action.
Yeah, folks, you've got to go out and challenge it. I hear all the time, I'm mad at you. You need to make a film on this subject. You need to go out and do this or do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I'm working 18 hours a day some days.
Right.
Give me a break, folks.
So here's what I did. I told this reporter, I'll tell you what, I will send you a template of exactly what to ask for, and I will help you analyze it. But I'm not going to do every step of it because the reporters and the public need to learn how to exercise their muscles. If they don't, then the whole idea of a democratic republic is a sham. And we know that's not the case. It's just that we've been so taught to accept things and that we're safe and we're protected. And, you know, that's the kind of logic that was used long ago to keep people in slavery, to keep women subjugated, was just to say, don't worry your head about it. We'll all take care of it. Now, you know, we need to flex these muscles. And so I'm glad to help people know what records to get. But I'm telling you, this absentee voting, understand that 25 states this time had no-fault absentee, sometimes automatic absentee, where they were sending ballots out to people who had not voted in years and who did not request a ballot. Wide open for fraud. And then when these things come in, they're counting them, and they know they take days and days, sometimes weeks to count them. So they know exactly what they need to flip that election.
Let's talk about Prop 30.
Stop the count and manual enter it.
Sure. Let's talk briefly about Prop 37. You know, a lot of polls showed 2-1 wanting the label. I don't believe that Californians for a minute, as we said last week, voted to not label things. Obvious fraud going on. We've seen election officials all over the country getting caught the last year, going to jail for fraud. I mean, how do we investigate that?
You know, and I've been thinking about this, too, because 99% of the time, even if the citizens catch them red-handed, the attorney general or the local attorney will refuse to investigate or refuse to prosecute. And I've been thinking about that, too. We still need to catch them. We still need to get the records. And then we need to do things like convene citizen grand juries and so forth, because again, we don't want to just be saying, oh, yes, you know, to the authority figure, you're in power, you're protecting us. If they're not protecting us, then we need to actually use the remedies that are available to us in the Constitution to protect ourselves.
Well said. What do you make of the numbers we're getting out of Ohio and other areas where 99% of votes in dozens of precincts were for Barack Obama?
Well, it depends on the demographics of the precincts. Now, I have seen, for example, in Memphis, they have certain precincts where 99% of the people who live there are black. And if they have a black Democrat running against a white Republican from the suburbs, you will actually see 99% of the votes go for the black Democratic candidate. But that's pretty rare. And actually, even in an almost all African-American precinct, typically it's about 96%, 92% if it's a very clear demographic trend. So it could happen, but you'd really have to compare what those numbers are, which actually are available. Now, I'm not sure in Ohio. I don't think they label it by race. In most of the southern states, they actually do identify the voters, what race they are.
Man, I'm really getting sick of all this race stuff. I don't know if you've seen the cover of Newsweek saying, if you're white, you're history. Then, of course, that's meant to create racial division by the controlled left. It's all divide and conquer. But it's really getting unbelievable. One final segment with Bev Harris and more Obama supporters, Eric and Marcus and others that are patiently holding, coming up. Then I'll get into the Petraeus situation, give you my take on it. 800-259-9231 for Obama supporters.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Supporters, your calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to get into Petraeus, also a man arrested for posting image of burning poppy on Twitter. That's right, no free speech. We're going to be going over all of that and more. It's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and a huge cornucopia a roster of fraud and people going to jail and admitted scams there in the news section at blackboxvoting.org. Bev, other points in this short 5-6 minute segment that people should know. You mentioned last, I guess, Thursday on the show with us that it was amazing to see all these states being called before the day's votes had even been partially counted. Just a new level where, I guess, in response to people exposing fraud, the system's saying, well, you think that's bad? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, that's actually, I think, the story of this election is the premature. It's like the elite media believes, I think, that if they make it a definitive win and they call it really, really early, even before the votes are counted, then it will prevent people from being motivated to look at what happened. And, you know, I'm really encouraged, though, because I'm still getting call after call, you know, like every hour I'm getting a call to do another radio show and to go over this. And it's not just from one side or the other. I think the public is starting to really sense that there's something that stinks about this. I mean, why won't they count our votes and tell us the real numbers and wait till all the votes are counted, or at least most of them? You know, why this sudden rush to make us believe a result so that we won't question it?
Yeah, that's it. It's just, hey, we'll just announce it, you know, in the morning. And then Romney goes along with it, so it cements the idea. And Ron Paul, God bless his soul, you know, he'll look like a sore loser when he got cheated, clearly in Iowa and Maine. Even the news later had to admit, well, he really won, but the Republicans won't count the precincts where he won. They just do whatever they want.
Right. And, you know, one thing I saw also this time is you started to see this drumbeat very early on before any of the polls had closed, so they knew they couldn't call anything yet. And here they're all the networks are saying, and it's very important for stability for the candidate to concede, you know, and they were pushing this idea that this is patriotic and this is what needs to be done, is the candidate needs to concede promptly, you know. So it's just really creepy. It's like, okay, everybody, you need to concede promptly. Okay, here's the win. Okay, everybody shut up and go home.
And that's what they do in countries like Soviet Russia back in the 70s and 80s. It was the same type of type of thing. And now, beforehand, they said, even though the polls showed neck and neck, oh, no, Obama is going to win by a landslide. That's self-fulfilling prophecy. And to be clear, Bev, I'm not here, you know, saying this because I was a Romney supporter. You're not here saying that. That's where the facts lead you. But I'm getting contacts from Democrats who are just really feeling good right now, like their football team won or their boxer won. And they're like, aha, you're just mad your guy lost. And they don't understand that I really hated Al Gore. I didn't know what we were getting with George Bush. He was pretty bad, too. But, I mean, there was still evidence of fraud against Gore there. I just reported where the facts led us. You were on at the time. Now it just doesn't matter. Whatever side thinks they won, they don't care.
Too much of that. Although, you know, what's really interesting is we are seeing it continue. And we are seeing people keep caring. It's so interesting. Like, you know, Brad Friedman is pretty much on the left, you know, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know if he's an Obama supporter, but he's definitely on that side. But, you know, on the Brad blog, he kept it going and kept investigating. And I think that's what we need to see. And we will see, because the public understands when someone's, you know, pulling the wool over their eyes. And
yeah, no, he's a huge Obama supporter, at least in the past. We've had him on. It's just so sad. You can debate the rhetoric all day of these two clowns.
Yeah.
But they work for the same people. I mean, come on.
But, you know, but the thing was, I guess my point is, he continued to cover it even after Obama won in 2008. And we are seeing more and more of this and I think that's what it's really going to take, is for people to set aside their political rhetoric on this issue and realize that all political power stems from the ballot box. And if you want political power for your side, you've got to have an honest ballot box that you can authenticate.
Well said, Bev Harris. When's a good time to talk to you? Maybe in a week or two after it's all kind of shook out?
Yeah. I mean, it, I, I was shocked at the volume that I have. At this point, I have probably 10,000 more reports to go through. Now, a lot of those are duplicates, and a lot of them are, you know, just somebody repeating something. But there's a lot of good stuff in there. And so it does just take time to sift through these and evaluate.
All right, well, we'll revisit this soon. Thank you so much, Bev Harris.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Simulcast on XM 166, blasting out on over 140 AM and FM affiliates. Thank you so much for joining us. Our news sites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're fighting the globalist construction of a prison planet via the InfoWar, hence PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're also back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. And then, of course, weeknights, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, Central Time. Okay, I know we've got Eric, and we've got Marcos, and we've got Christian and other Obama supporters holding. I want to give Obama supporters a chance to call in and briefly tell me why I'm wrong. Really, it's so you can tell me I'm racist, which is just, I never get sick of. It's so hilarious. I had people last week go, it's not, if you don't turn your guns in, you're racist. And if you don't want government-run health care, you're racist. I mean, literally, these people associate government as everything good. So I need to hear it some more. Everybody else does. People think this is a joke. This is really happening. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Then I'm going to get into Petraeus. Big news there. Haven't even covered it yet. Then I'm going to get into the economy. Amazing attacks on the First Amendment. Some good news about the fight against the TSA with Paul Watson coming up at the bottom of the next hour. But before I go any further here, before I go to your calls, you can get the new film Strategic Relocation. You can also get The Great Culling, exposing fluoride in the water and what that really does to you. That film now available at InfoWarsStore.com. A Strategic Relocation is our documentary presentation, 2 hours, 40-something minutes long with the extras, about all the major cities, all the major countries of the world. It's an encyclopedia, a basic preparation in your area. So very, very important information available in that film and the book of the same name, Strategic Relocation, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And again, I produce the film. I'm in it. It is invaluable information about in different regions, the better escape routes, better suburbs to live in outside major cities. Just unbelievable research Joel Skousen's done, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, I extended this through the weekend, and it's one of the most popular promotions that we've ever done. It is the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. They have the fluoride filters available as well. We already are the biggest distributor in the world for ProPure. There's a good reason. We have the lowest price. That's what I believe in. And then we put 10% off with promo code WATER. Now we're going 15% off on all their units with the promo code WATER15, just WATER15. One word, WATER15, and you get 15% off. We are going to end that Wednesday morning now because it's been so incredibly popular. We got a lot of emails this morning saying please continue it because they hadn't had a chance to order it yet. We'd taken the special off for a little bit, for an hour this morning. So WATER15, after that you'll still get 10% off, and plus the little bit of profit we make goes to fund this burgeoning, growing, exploding challenge to the New World Order. And people say burgeoning, that's kind of coming to bloom for the first time. Well, yeah, to this level we are. So InfoWarsStore.com for the family of ProPures. Life Straw discounted, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com or link through at InfoWars.com. Okay, listen, if you just tuned in, according to these callers, I'm reporting on dozens and dozens and dozens of precinct. Some of them 100%, actually, but quite a few at 99% for Obama in Ohio, and a bunch of states that announced for Obama before any of the day's votes had been counted, only absentee. Same thing on Prop 37. You see, the reason I'm saying Prop 37 is a fraud is because I'm racist. I want you to know there's GMO in your food because I'm racist, just like I don't want black folks to abort 52% of their children or anybody else to, for that matter. Even though it's about 12% of whites abort their kids in the numbers we've got, because I don't like black people. You see, if I was a liberal, I'd want you to kill your baby so there's less black people. So I'm going to admit it right now. I am a racist because I don't want black people chopping their kids up. and also, I'm anti-Hispanic because I tell Hispanics, you know, that Planned Parenthood's targeting them to butcher their kids. And they don't care because, I mean, a lot of the liberal ones, because they say, hey, Obama's on the cover of Newsweek saying you're white, you're history. So I don't know. Maybe if I said white people are scum and filth, don't abort your kids, maybe you wouldn't abort them. I don't like the eugenics agenda. I happen to be informed, and if that makes me crazy, well, possibly. Maybe we should go out with Gnarls Barkley crazy. Later I'm going to play Taps for Veterans Day and talk about what Veterans Day really means to me at the start of the next hour. But right now, without further ado, we need to get that drum roll, you know, the classic drum roll, because with these Obama supporters, they're just so incredible. It's good to hear from them. Eric in New York, thank you for holding. You are on the air, then Marcos and others. Eric, welcome, sir, as a Obamanoid. I'm sorry, as a Obamianism. I guess that combines both of them. Obamianism. How do you say it? Obamianism? Obamianism. Obamianism. No, that's not right. Obamunism. Sometimes I have trouble with a word. It's Obamunism. 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 I've got to say, sometimes when I mess up a word, I have to say it 50 times. Obamunism. So I'm brainwashing myself right now. Obamunism. Obamunism. Is that correct? Yes, that's correct. Obamunism. Let's say it all together now. Obama, 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 Obama. He gave us phone. He do more. We have the drum roll. We're going to go to Eric right here in a second. Drum roll, please. That is dramatic how we play that. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, Eric, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. No one has ever been given such a royal welcome.
I'm on the air now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, listen. Obama is not my God. I voted for Obama because he was the only, like, good choice out there. What are you going to do, vote for Romney or riding Ron Paul? I mean, Ron Paul wasn't going to win. Gary Johnson wasn't going to win. What? He didn't even get, like, 1% of the vote. You know?
Well, here's the deal. I couldn't bring myself to vote for either one of them. I'm going to be honest here because I'm not going to sign on to a fraud. Do you get it? It was all scripted with both guys bought and paid for. And there's so much fraud. Who knows who really got elected? It looks like it was might have been Romney. I don't like Al Gore, but it looked like there was more fraud on that side by the Republicans in 2000. 12 years later, I'm looking at all over the country. You just heard Bev Harris used to be a Democrat. Now she's, you know, independent because they're so corrupt. I mean, even the Brad blog, who's a big liberal, he admits fraud. I mean, but look, don't worry. I mean, Romney isn't challenging it because it's all rigged. I mean, you get what I'm saying? The whole thing's rigged.
Let's slow down here, Alex.
Okay.
Let's slow down with your conspiracy theories, all right? With your conspiracy theories. I remember seeing you back in...
There we go.
Listen, but let me talk now. I remember when I looked you up back in 06... And I saw one of your videos on Y2K, and I was like, this brother's out here talking about Y2K. And he wonders why he got the label put on him.
Obama, well, sir, I'm going to put you on hold. You did a bunch of things. You haven't played the racism deal yet, but you're one of the only callers not to today who's an Obama supporter. And then you talk about 12 hours of radio I did. I had said Y2K wasn't going to be a big deal. Then on the day of the event, they had reactors going down. They were announcing all sorts of problems. ABC News said a missile had been fired from Russia, and people edited that together to make it sound like part of it was when I was joking around as well, because I was on Michael Trudeau, one of the talk shows. I was going, oh, the missile's going to get us, like hours later to do that. But regardless of that, I say you should be a prepper. Boy, they sure wish they were on the East Coast now in Camp Sandy. You know, you're sitting here going, oh, yeah, look, we had Obama supporters call on Friday and Thursday and say Obama doesn't want to take our guns when it's on record they're reintroducing the assault weapons ban. So you use these catch-all terms about how I'm a conspiracy theorist when the government's on record doing lethal experiments on the American people. So these are just labels that people throw out so they won't have to debate the information. Now, go ahead. Are you like the Obama supporter in the last hour who said Obama opposed the Wall Street bailout?
Well, listen, he has to do what he has to do, all right?
Yeah, you're associating your personal power and identity with Obama, so you'll go along with him no matter what he does, just Republicans who love Bush.
No. See, Obama's a very good man. Every time when I see him with his daughters and his wife, I say, wow, what a family. What a family, you know? I don't know if that's something you do when you're with your children, you know? Just have them with you and cuddle them. Yes. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I mean, if I don't interrupt you, you get mad. If I interrupt you, you get mad.
Listen, Alex, you and your conspiracy theories, you're talking about that you were just playing with Y2K. I mean, I heard the audio.
Okay. See, all you're doing is going back to something 12 years ago. I'm here asking you, what is a conspiracy theory? That mega banks have taken over the U.S. and have bragged about it? Here's CNN. Guys, put it on screen. Headline, foreign banks ready for U.S. invasion. 2010, you can type in mega banks conquering U.S. You'll get AP Reuters. You'll get Financial Times of London. I can play the clips. I've been totally right about that. Do you not get that piratical mega banks sworn to carry out eugenics are taking over the United States and want to wreck the economy and are passing laws to shut down the economy and Agenda 21. And then let me ask you this. I've talked to a lot of black liberals. And by the way, you're an American, obviously. I mean, what racial group would you say you belong to?
I belong to the racial group that belongs to the Nationalist Socialist Party Socialist.
Okay, so you're a white Nazi.
I love you, Alex. I really
no,
do.
No. But let's get serious here, sir. Let's get. I'm not great on the Northeast accents, but are you a black man?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
I love
let me ask you a question. Do you how many abortions have you paid for?
I don't know, bro.
But I guess it's kind of manly, though. I mean, is it like a notch on your belt? How many of your kids you killed?
I don't know, but I'm going to start a revolution, Alex.
You are? Really? Oh, now we're getting down to brass tacks here. How many of your kids have you chopped up?
Like, many, many. And you know what, Alex? It's getting kind of boring over here.
What would you do if a white guy came in there and chopped up little black kids? Or let me guess, your girlfriend goes to a white guy to get them chopped up. Oh, see, probably. Now you don't have that big, fake, condescending voice where you put on a front and look confident and you're beating up Alex Jones. How many? And I know Planned Parenthood pays for it for you, so you probably don't even know. But, I mean, it's kind of like, admit it's a notch on your belt how many girls you knocked up. It's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah. Then I'm going to come down to Washington, D.C. We're going to take care of the stuff that's over there.
Exactly. So you love death. Well, let me tell you something. Death loves you. So keep taking the shots. Keep shooting up the vaccines. Sure. You're going to die very young of cancer. You think that's a conspiracy theory? Is it a conspiracy theory that you sit there and say, baby, go on in there and get that taken care of?
Yeah. It's a conspiracy theory.
That's right.
It's by you.
And that's what it is. It's denying reality. Oh, you're a little proud of it up front. How many abortions have you been a party to?
None. I'm a virgin, bro. I'm a virgin man.
Yeah, now you're changing the story. All right. We all know the truth. I appreciate your call. Okay. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the sad face. And I told you guys last week, we found a bunch of clips. Aaron was showing them to me. Of people, blacks saying we've got to abort these ugly black kids. I want that compilation put together because that's what this is really all about. And I understand there's only one thing you hate more than white people, and that's other black kids you haven't chopped up yet. I mean, I get that whole culture. I got down with it. Let's go ahead. And by the way, the fact that I'm down with it means I know just how evil it is and how much it makes me sick. And that I'm a racist because I don't want to chop up black kids. I get it. Marcos in Mississippi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I have a lot to say about this because, it's I wonder what side of the fence you on with the whole thing because, about the election thing, you cheerleaded, Romney for a while. Romney, Obama's going to lose, So I didn't know exactly what to say. Like a lot of people that's probably listening didn't know what to say about that. And then to the guy that was just on, that's nonsense. I think that was a joke, really. And I would pay that no attention. You know what I'm saying? But it's,
okay, so black people don't abort 52% of their babies.
I don't know nothing about that because I haven't been a part of that. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's good.
I have a son. I don't know no parts of that. I don't think if you lay down and have a child, you unless it's just something really serious where no one can be able to do nothing about it, then that's the case, but I don't believe that.
All right, well, listen, you brought up a question, so let me explain it. I had long, open discussions about what do you do when Romney says he's pro-Second Amendment, anti-abortion, and says that small business is the key, and Obama says the other, that if America chose that, even if it was a puppet show, it's like choosing the bad guy, even though it's a fraud, they're both bad. It's the choice that America's going socialist, communist, collectivist, pro-abortion. And America did. So I said, morally, I have to say that Romney's rhetoric is better, that he is playing the part of the guy, who says he's the angel, not the devil. Okay, so America chose the guy that openly pushed evil. And so that's what I was saying. And then I saw the polls, the real scientific polls, lined up behind Romney, even the Electoral College. And then we've got massive evidence of fraud against who? Against people that voted for Romney, not because Romney was good, but because that's who the system wanted in was Obama, because they can create more racial division with it. And so that's what's going on. That's what I said. I was clear about it, just like I'm being clear now. And again, I'm going to say it. The media is coming out with racist stuff, like saying, if you're white, you're history. They're saying that so everyone thinks about racial identity and bringing down the white devil as the government being their mommy, their daddy, and the one that's going to take care of them. Because the government is the one that pays to have their babies chopped up, and Obama is the one that got the block off to get abortions going in Africa, where they force the women to have abortions and then be sterilized to get a one-time payment. And again, I can hear the argument of people being poor, but when you start saying kill people's babies, the reason they want to kill them is because the globalists inherently don't like black people. And so I want to just give black people a little newsflash here. Okay, the globalists and the government that said they were going to pose as liberals and take over your communities 80 years ago, they've done it. And how is government doing for the black community? 90+% illegitimacy, highest prison population numbers ever seen in history, highest level of illiteracy. They have destroyed your community with a smiley face. If I put a big smiley face on and pull out a big dagger and started stabbing you in the heart, would it be okay because I was wearing a smiley face?
Well, listen, I'm not going to contest anything that you just said, though, because I see it every day. I see a lot of stuff that go off, and I can't say that it's not true. But at the same time, what can be done? You know, what are the choices? It was two choices.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, I don't particularly like some of the stuff that Louis Farrakhan says when it comes to, you know, whites and this and that. But I agree with him. Don't take money from the system. Well, we've got to go to break. We'll be right back. Stay there, caller.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
called Marcos over because he sounds like he's really looking for the truth. We're going to talk to him some more, then Mac in New Hampshire, Christian and others. Then I will get into some comments about Veterans Day, and then I will also get into what's really happening with Petraeus from my view. Dr. Pachinik has a cold, and he knows Petraeus. He says he's got the inside scoop. He'll be on with us tomorrow. He should be better by then. Gerald Celente's on the nightly news tonight with some breaking news, 7 o'clock Central. Well, I got to get to all this news. By the way, I was in a store the other day, and I finally found bubble gum or sugared gum that didn't have aspartame in it. You know, we did a report last week that you go to grocery stores, there'll be dozens and dozens in some cases of brands. Even the sugared gum has aspartame that rots your brain, gives you cancer, all the big scientific studies, makes you obese, gives you a headache, at least gives me a headache. But I found Stallion gum. Look right here. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's the bubble gum's back that was around when I was a kid. It's the little bubble gum cigarettes. So it's delayed attack. You know, instead of the kids getting the chemical warfare right there, you get the cigarettes with all their additives here. And my kids were like amazed. They said, "Wow, finally gum that's not doesn't have aspartame. Daddy, we can finally have gum." They said, "Look, this doesn't have." Literally, my son ran and goes, "Look, Dad, in the store doesn't have aspartame." He goes. He said, "Can I have it?" Look at that. Ingredients. Ingredients right there. Oh, there's the ingredients. Got the ingredients. And here, let me just read people the ingredients here. It's corn syrup, gum base, artificial flavors, red dye number 3, blue dye 2, yellow 5, BHA as preservative. So, there it is, but it's a cigarette, so it conditions them. See, everything is a brainwashing tool now. There you go. Well, my wife is right about sun damage. I never put I love the sun, and I never put sunscreen on. I look like a leopard or something on TV. Anyways, I don't care. The point is that there you go, ladies and gentlemen, little cigarettes. And, of course, I ended up letting them have them. I said, "Okay, I always say no," but I said, "Here you go," and I tore off the cigarette part and gave it to them so that they wouldn't become conditioned and want to try cigarettes for the first time. I remember when I was a kid, the plastic covered little cigars that had gum inside, and so there you go. You can find gum in a store that does not have aspartame in it, like all these brands over here, but you're going to have to jump through quite a few hoops to do it, and it's going to push something entirely different, a little pack of cigarettes, Stallion, getting you ready to smoke your Marlboro Reds. Now, there it is. Isn't that just special? But that's another conspiracy theory, that any of that, that's not to condition you to smoke cigarettes, and aspartame isn't highly addictive and toxic, and it's not a conspiracy that it's in all the major sugar gum products, not just sugar-free. After everybody exposed that the sugar-free, when it was aspartame, was hurting people, well, they just put it in thousands of products. I'm now finding it in sugar cake mixes. I'm now finding it in stuff at Whole Foods. I'm now finding it everywhere, and I shouldn't be concerned. I should just shut up, and I should just go along with all of it. And so to the guys calling me conspiracy theorist, I apologize. You're right. The government cares about us. Yeah, all those admitted tests killing us and secret tests and stuff, that was just because they care about us. And now the government really likes us, and it wants us to live in compact cities on a subsistence level. Well, now they're announcing if you're going to get welfare in the future, you're going to be sterilized. People can argue, well, hey, that's reasonable. They're having too many kids. But see how the trap was set up to begin with? We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.